This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to ballroom culture. What is that, you ask? Well, a surface definition might be that ballroom culture centers on a competition where Black LGBT individuals dress, dance, and vogue, competing for prizes and trophies. But there is much, much more to ballroom culture, as my next guest spells out in his new book, Butch Queens Up in Pumps, Gender, Performance, and Ballroom Culture in Detroit. Marlon Bailey is an associate professor of gender studies and American studies at Indiana University. And he brings another perspective to his writing, that of a Black gay man who grew up in Detroit and who is deeply involved in ballroom culture. Marlon Bailey, welcome to Stateside.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
So take us to a ballroom competition, which is kind of the big moment in ballroom culture. What does the actual competition consist of? What's happening and who's there?
Well, first of all, the basis of all the competitions is the gender system. And the gender system are a set of six categories of identity. Butch queens are gay men, which is a majority of the members. Femme queens are trans women. Butches are trans men. Butch queens up in drag. Butch queens are gay men who perform as women but do not live as women. And women and men. So all the categories, and the categories abound. So you have realness categories, you have vogue, which is a very important, very popular aspect of ballroom. One of the categories that I constantly participated in and actually snatched a trophy was executive realness. And executive realness is you look like a businessman, but you're not supposed to look gay. You look like you're going to work.
Now, a lot of us are familiar with the caricature of drag queens, but this realness category seems to go in a different direction. So tell us, what is the significance behind that realness category?
Realness is a means through which one survives. Oftentimes, Black LGBT people in general, but particularly Black LGBT in the ballroom community, are marked and therefore subject themselves or are subjected to homophobic and transphobic violence. If they appear to be gay, if they appear to be transgender, they can be subjected to violence because a lot of the violence that they suffer is based on how they are seen. This is the argument that I make. And so knowingly, ballroom members created a performance form so that they can both, what we say in ballroom, slay and snatch trophies, slay the competitors, snatch the trophy in the ballroom space by being more real than their competitor. But in the outside world, it is a way for them to get home safely, or it's a way to avoid homophobic and transphobic discrimination, exclusion, and violence.
I'm speaking with Marlon Bailey, who is a professor of gender studies and American studies at Indiana University, and his book is Butch Queens Up in Pumps, Gender, Performance, and Ballroom Culture in Detroit. Marlon, I was actually talking with someone who had been a theater major and telling him I was going to be talking with you, and he made the observation, and tell me if he's right or wrong, that in an experience that he saw, the kids who came out, who came from families that were not Black, had an easier time of it than the kids who came out who were Black. Is it harder for someone in a Black family to be able to, identify as LGBT?
Yes.
Why is that?
And I would explain it this way, that Black LGBT people grow up and live among Black communities, and they emerge from Black families. So they become, the Black family and Black communities become the cauldron. It becomes a space of perceived protection. When they are rejected from those very communities because they are gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender, trans male or trans woman or trans man or trans woman, that kind of breach is really experienced more severely, and it leaves that person with no community. Because white LGBT communities historically, and I would argue contemporaneously, are not welcoming of LGBT people of color, particularly not black LGBT people, and Detroit is an example of that. So you find yourself, the only communities that you have access to or able to feel fully included are those that are made up of other black LGBT.
And there we have the ballroom. The ballroom culture. How has the ballroom scene affected your community and your life?
The ballroom community has created systems and networks of support for people who have been thrown out of their homes, literally thrown out in the street by their families, and given no kind of emotional, psychological support. Ballroom has become a space for them to actually raise the quality of their lives, to feel like they belong to a community, to feel loved and appreciated and understood. And so these are very important people in our community because I'm one of them. I'm one of those people that without communities like Ballroom, I don't know where I would be.
Marlon Bailey is an associate professor of gender studies and American studies at Indiana University, and we've been talking about his book, Butch Queens, Up in Pumps, Gender Performance and Ballroom Culture in Detroit. Marlon, thank you so much for sharing your story and talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.